So, Leo, how about if we hear from Summer Osborne and then will you come back in on the other side of the
Yes,
meditation?
I absolutely. I'm not even scared. I'm not even scared. I'll be there.
Hallelujah.
Here
Thank you,
she
Leo.
is.
Here,
Sure.
Summer Osborne.
Thank you, Bert.
Sometimes it makes it feel like you could cry. When you're looking at the world through the heart that's on your sleeve, rather than your saline eyes. And sometimes it scares you to death. And sometimes it stops you in your tracks. Sometimes it makes it feel like you're pushing. Nothing. But then everything gets quiet and the world moves in slow motion. And that little voice inside you whispers, do something. This is your call. Status quo. This seed you call, you're called to be the one. The one who will inspire, climb mountains, turn a fire that shines brighter than the sun. Difference between loving and resistance. So hear me when I say, you are able, you're willing, you're strong, and this is your call. Yes, this is your call. Change the change you want to see. Wear what makes you feel good. Take who you want to prom, and I will sit with you till there's liberty and justice for all. This is your call. Fire! Climb
Summer Osborne, I wish people could see you live and get the full experience of you. Thank you for your message. This is your call. What is this? What is your call? Today's message is called Heeding the Call. Heeding the call. What are we called to do? You know, the Unity Convention was just week before last, and it already seems like a far distant memory. It was the final week of June. And the thing that is always so wonderful about the conventions, there's always plenty of inspiration going on during the week, through different sessions and different breakout workshops, but it's about seeing the people, just like we're going to get to do in 6 weeks. There's the message and there is the community, and the community is so vital and so important. And this was the first Unity Convention that I had attended. There was one last year and I was not able to go because I was leaving for sabbatical. But it was the first one I had been on since 2019, 4 years between seeing a lot of friends and people that I know. And the morning that I met Summer Osborne, she was playing the piano, playing the keyboard as people were coming in. And I thought, wow, that's really good. She's really good setting the tone for this morning, the morning session. And then everyone arrived in the room and she sat down and she started to sing. And I probably said some holy swear words under my breath going, "Who are you?" That voice, that huge voice, just filled up this gargantuan conference room. And I knew that we were going to meet that day, and we indeed did, and had an instant connection. We were finishing each other's sentences, like-minded, kindred spirits. And so I'm so glad to introduce her to all of you, and you're going to hear more from her later. But at the conference, I got to see so many people that so many of you know. At the convention, it's a convention. It used to be called the conference. It's hard, whatever, same difference. But I got to spend time with Paulette Pipe, many of you know, Touching the Stillness. I got to spend time with Jean Marie Eck, our very own Jean Marie Eck, who is now Associate Minister at Unity of Houston. And I got to spend time with Diane Scribner from, oh my goodness, what is her ministry? Pray Attention Ministries, all these prayer goddesses, Elizabeth Longo, Michelle Quartus. I don't know how many of you remember Michelle, but I got quite a surprise because I knew that Michelle had moved from New York. She used to be a member of our congregation, and she had moved to Miami, I think right before the pandemic hit, she moved to Miami. She had lived there years ago. And suddenly, she was very involved at Unity on the Bay, one of our sister ministries. A lot of you are familiar with Unity on the Bay in Miami. And she went from being on the board to becoming their director of operations. And we got to spend time together. And I said, who are you? What? Come on. You're like hiding. She said, as many classes as she took at Unity of New York, and as much as she was involved, she kept herself under the radar. So I had no idea she had all those skills. And it was wonderful to spend time with her and have the Unity of New York and Unity on the Bay connection. And so, by the way, if any of you are flying under the radar going stealth and you have lots of amazing skills that you might be able to share with our community, let me know. Okay. You never know, because we are talking about heeding the call today. What is ours to do? One of the things that I always enjoy, and I did especially this past week, is how different people, different ministers and leaders come up to me that I don't know and will share with me that they were in New York City and they just had to come to one of our services, telling me about attending services. And this happened a number of times, and how blown away they were at Symphony Space and the wow factor. But it's not about the wow factor. It's about the community. And I believe every single person said, it's incredible because nobody can do what you guys do with the individuals you have in your community, but it is clearly such a special place. It's such a special community. So I'm very proud of us, and I hope that you feel that same connection, camaraderie, even through the lens, even through the computer, even through the ethers here. But I want to tell you one more thing about the convention that was such confirmation for me. On the final morning, there was a half day on the final day on Friday, I was getting something to eat, and I was over getting coffee, and very kind woman, I wish I could remember her name right now, but very kind woman, minister from Texas, introduced herself, and she looked at my name tag, and she said, oh, New York, you're from Unity of New York. I said, I am. And she said how much she loves New York, wants to come back to New York, wants to visit us. And she was talking about how many years it had been since she had attended a convention. And she proceeded to tell me that her first convention was about 20 years ago. And speaking of New York, there was this, she said, there was a group that was there, and you're probably familiar with them. And they're called Spiritus. And they were my first experience at a Unity convention. And they sang, Spiritus sang the 23rd Psalm. And it has been my song. I bought their CD, and it's been my song ever since. The one that I use after 20 years to ground me, to lift me, to feed me. And I was kind of blown away by that. And I said, I am the director of Spiritus. And she went, oh, she acted like Elvis had come back to life, you know, but it was just such a sweet, powerful moment and such confirmation of being on purpose. You know, when you get those random, clear messages from the universe that you're on purpose, you're on track, keep going. You probably couldn't understand all of the lyrics in Summer's song that she wrote. This is your call. So I want to share some of them with you right now. Tap your heart. Tap your heart. Get your attention from your head down to your heart. Open it up. And how appropriate this opening line is. You feel a burning in your chest. You know you're different from the rest. Sometimes it just makes it feel like you could cry. When you're looking at the world through the heart that's on your sleeve, rather than your saline eyes, sometimes it scares you to death. Sometimes it stops you in your tracks. Sometimes it makes it feel like you're pushing for nothing. But then everything gets quiet and the world moves in slow motion. And that little voice inside you whispers, do something. This is your call. You're called, you are called to be the one who will inspire, climb mountains, turn a fire that shines brighter than the sun. And you will not waver. You will stand tall. You will be brave. You're gonna make a difference between loving and resistance. So hear me when I say, you are able, you are willing, you're strong, and this is your call. Yeah, this is your call. One of my favorite lyrics later in the song says, but no one's ever sown a seed without breaking up the ground. And no one's ever made history by settling for status quo. So be the love, and love will be the change you want to see. This song triggered a number of things for me. One of them being that for over 3 years now, since early in our lockdown and the pandemic known as COVID-19, I have been ending every newsletter message for our newsletter every Friday with the question, what is mine to do? What is mine to do? But through this song, I've had another layer, another revelation that's come to me. The question that really needs to precede what is mine to do is what is mine to be? We need to get still in the beingness before we get busy with the doing. And another way of reframing this question, what is mine to be? What is my spiritual call? Not just this is your call, this is your spiritual call. Because far too many people think that the world is more real than our spiritual self. And that is not the truth. That is a wrong perception. Because our spiritual call, the being before the doing, is to come from a higher place, above the things of this world that we are bombarded with on a daily basis, to think higher, to speak higher, to take higher action. Because when you answer the call to be your higher self, you will automatically do higher things in this world. Don't try to do higher things in the world before you answer the call to be your higher self. Why not do things to make it easier? When we try to do higher things in the world before answering the call to be our higher selves, we're setting ourselves up for struggle at the very least. That's the importance of the spiritual practice, the time to give ourselves to simply be. And then to ask, what is my call? What is your call on your path, not anyone else's, on your path, in your lane? There have been so many times I've referred to how I've got my hands full with me on the spiritual journey without policing the universe and judging and assessing everyone else and everything else. Our power lies within us and what we do that extends outward, right? From us, from who we are. I want to look at our Unity 5 principles for a minute, because this whole message of heeding the call, of really taking note what that call is in here. It's built in here. So here are our Unity's 5 principles. Number one, Unity teachings distilled down into 5 points. God is absolute good, everywhere present. Number two, human beings have a spark of divinity within them, the Christ spirit within. Their very essences of God, and therefore they are also inherently good. Number three, human beings create their experiences by the activity of their thinking. Everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought. Number four, prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind and therefore brings forth wisdom, healing, prosperity, and everything good. And number five, our fifth Unity principle, knowing and understanding the laws of life, also called truth with a capital T, are not enough. Knowing them is not enough. A person must also live the truth that he or she knows. I've always really appreciated the 5 basic Unity principles that was adapted for YOU, the Youth of Unity, for the kids on their journey. Number one, so this is a little bit of a reframing for the youth. Number one, God is all good and active in everything, everywhere. Number two, I am naturally good because God's divinity is in me and in everyone. Number three, I create my experiences by what I choose to think and what I believe and what I feel. Four, through affirmative prayer and meditation, I connect with God and bring out the good in my life. And five, I do and give my best by living the truth I know. I make a difference. So the things that are really particularly sticking out to me right now is on that third one, that human beings, everything begins, everything in the manifest realm begins with a thought. And human beings create their experiences by the activity of their thinking. So often, people don't hear that word experiences. It doesn't say human beings create their conditions, but the experiences. And I love number five. So we begin with the thought, and then number five, knowing and understanding the laws of life, also called truth or not enough, a person must also live the truth that he or she knows. And that is the culmination, the combination of what am I to be? What is mine to be? What is mine to do? We take that foundation and we build upon it. You know, I don't really have time to go into the story of Jesus, but if I can find a way, I could fall flat on my face here, but let's see if I can find a way to really bottom line. The story of Jesus, when he was preparing, when he got the call, his call, what was his to do? What was he born to do for his ministry, preparing for his ministry? He got the call to go into the wilderness, into that quiet by himself, that time by himself. And when he was there, scripture says that he was tempted by Satan, by the devil. And he, because he was hungry, he had been in there fasting and doing his prayer work. And without getting into the nitty-gritty of this story, I would love to talk about it another time. The gist of this is the temptation. There is no devil. There is no Satan. But the temptations that were coming to him in the form of consciousness was his ego doing what is so easily done by all of us, taking that work of expanding our consciousness, of coming into our higher self, and then having it kind of slowly slip into spiritual superiority and wanting to then do demonstrations to show off our spiritual highness, our spiritual superiority, our spiritual work that we've done. And so Jesus had to go through that. Jesus, our teacher, our way shower, he showed the way. And he showed what it was like when he was being tempted to turn stones to bread so that he could eat, and to go up to the top of the pinnacle of the temple and being told to jump off. And we have to be really mindful of that, of not misusing our work in the spiritual realm. I find such a powerful message in that song, "This Is Your Call." So right now I'm going to ask you to listen to it again. Leo, I'm not asking you to play it again. I want you to listen to it again. Whatever you're doing, if you're busy, I'm going to really invite you and ask you to come sit still. Just be still. Check into that heart space. Even close your eyes so you don't have any distractions. Just listen to this. You feel a burning in your chest. You know you're different from the rest. And sometimes it makes it feel like you could cry. When you're looking at the world through the heart that's on your sleeve rather than your saline eyes, sometimes it scares you to death. Sometimes it stops you in your tracks. Sometimes it makes it feel like you're pushing for nothing. But then everything gets quiet and the world moves in slow motion. And that little voice inside you whispers, "Do something. This is your call. You're called to be the one who will inspire, climb mountains, turn a fire that shines brighter than the sun. And you will not waver. You will stand tall. You will be brave. You're going to be the difference between loving and resistance. So hear me when I say, you are able, you are willing, you are strong, and this is your call." Yeah. This is your call. You hear the thunder in your voice. You know you have no other choice but to open up your mouth and just let it fly. When you look down at your hands, and you know the best laid plans are the ones that push you up from deep inside. And they'll try to make you believe that you can't question what you see, that you should just lay low. But no one's ever sown a seed without breaking up the ground. And no one's ever made history by settling for status quo. This is your call. You're called to be the one who will inspire, climb mountains, turn a fire that shines brighter than the sun. And you will not waver. You will stand tall. You will be brave. You are going to be the difference between loving and resistance. So hear me again when I say that you are able, you are willing, you are strong. And this is your call. So be the love, and love will be. Be the change that you want to see. Wear what makes you feel good. Take who you want to prom, and I will sit with you till there's liberty and justice for all. This is your call. You're called to be the one. Listen to me, child. This is your call. This is your call. This is your call. This is your call. Let's take this into meditation. You are called to be the one to climb mountains, inspire, shine brighter than the sun. You're not going to waver. You're going to stand tall. You're going to be brave. You're going to be the difference between loving and resistance. Just imagine what is yours to be and what is yours to do. You are always divinely supported. You're always loved. You are naturally good because God's divinity is in you and in everyone around you. You are on purpose. What is yours to be? What is yours to do? Just imagine. Imagine through you the peace that is waiting to be brought forth into manifest expression and demonstration on planet Earth. Imagine we're in heaven. It's easy if you try. There is no hell below us. And above us, there is only sky. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Imagine feeling that peace. Imagine being that peace. And imagine this in the silence. is mine to be, what is mine to do. I'm ready to heed the call. This is your call. Just imagine. Just imagine. Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion to. Hope someday you will join us and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you care. No need for greed or hunger. Brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people sharing. Not the only one. Hope someday you will join us and the world will live as one. This is the human race, this is humanity. We're all in this together. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, imagine, 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 imagine if we let go of fear. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I am not the only one. I hope someday you will join us in the world. We'll live as one.